Welcome back to MSDN TV. Today we continue our discussion with Ivar Jacobsson, one of the fathers of UML. In many presentations that I have heard from Ivar, he talks about the software development industry to be very fashion-oriented. What do you mean by fashion-oriented?
The software industry has always had what we could call fashions. If you go back, just to take the last 15 years or so, 20 years, 15, 20 years ago, we were all object-orientators. And everywhere we should go for objects, and people were outselling it like snake oil. I feel still object orientation is the way to go when it comes to understand software, get a good understanding of software. But it died. I shouldn't say died, but the interest went down dramatically because
in the early changed how you should do object oriented has changed.
It improved too, but 15 years it was objects. If you go back to the early 1990s, Microsoft came out and said, now we have invented components. You should do components instead. Okay? So components became very popular. The fact that Ericsson had used components 30 years earlier was, of course, never recognized, and that's okay. Then we had, a little later, we got unified process, we got UML, we got a whole bunch of things like CMMI was extremely popular if you go back 5 years. And 3 years ago it was extreme programming, now it's all about Scrum. These are swings that we do, and we swing from one end to the other end. And people throw out what we have to get to the latest fashion. The problem is that all these things are good. I mean, all of them have good things, but none of them have everything you need when you develop software. So this is what I mean by fashion. We move from one fashion to the other.
But why do we do that in our industry?
Because we don't know enough. Okay, let me say first this. The reason we change is because we fail. So object orientation was hard to adopt. All these techniques are a little hard to adopt. Even if Scrum is probably the latest and the simplest approach you can take, you still need more than project management that is in Scrum. Scrum is not designed to scale. It is designed for small project. So now people say, well, we'll scale it. Of course, everything can scale. But if it's not designed to scale, it's probably not easy to scale. Okay, it won't really work very well. So we like to, and always we change people. You know, after a couple of years, people who were part of it, they are out. And new people come in and they want to do something new. So we like this fashion. We are humans, and it satisfies a lot of us people in the software world to run after these silver bullets. But it's not good. It's very expensive. It's very expensive to big companies to throw out what they have spent, invested a lot of money in to move into something new.
But you mean also that just the software industry is more fashion-oriented than, for example, the car industry and so on?
Well, I think it's very different. If you talk about software industry, software developers, or hardware developers, I think we have a big difference. We are easier to buy into this. And I also think we know our profession much less than any other of these engineering disciplines. We have been so successful in growing our business. So we have not had time to stop up and learn about our business. Just as an example, and this is not an example, one truth is that even if we all know, each one of us, how to develop our software, we don't have a common knowledge in the software industry what it means to develop software. We have no theory, no kernel of what it means to develop software, which is widely adopted. However, that is something we can change and will change. I have, together with a couple of people, identified this problem 1 year ago, written a number of papers, published them first in China to see if they, if there was something fundamentally wrong with them. And then now it's published in the United States in several magazines. I'm working with two top guys in the industry representing very different aspects, namely Richard Soli and Bertrand Meyer. And we are now have now been joined in this effort by 15 other people very well known in the software industry, coming from different camps. Some people coming from the process improvement, or like what's Humphrey. We have the guy who invented iterative development or sprints, Barry Beam.
So this is an initiative to get some organization to make the, maybe do a theory about software development.
Yes, I the word theory is a dangerous word. I don't really mean that we need to have a theory that is more a theory in the mathematical sense. It's more like a theory in, and it's not only the theory in a sociology. Sense, which is very loose, it's something in between, and I don't really know what it will look like. But we really need to have some commonalities. We need to have something we can teach. Universities have nothing to teach that is generic. They universities teach RAP, they teach extreme programming, they teach whatever is available in a book form.
What do you think the university has some kind of responsibility for this fashion orienting? Do they promote this fashion orienting, or they are they against it? What do you think?
I think the universities are just most universities have, I should say most, because there are some that really have a good material. But most universities are just trying to follow the trends, so they are looked upon in a good way from the industry. The industry is coming to the university and say, "We want you to teach extreme programming, right?" And that's not what university should be all around. They could use extreme programming as an example of a more general theory. So what I hope will happen through this work, which is where we now have many good names, not only, I mentioned one group, two groups, I mentioned Spiral Development, I mentioned CMMI, but we also have a lot of people in the Agile supporting this and standing behind the initiative. We have people who are more traditional methodologists from the 1990s, more my colleagues that are behind it. And we're also having a number of big companies standing behind the initiative and supporting it. So I think something will happen. Now, what needs to happen is that we actually get this consensus between three groups, developers, academics, and or researchers, or and methodologists, and many others. There are many others. But these three are key contributors to this, and they all need to stand behind, go out and preach the same message, have the same common base for this work, and so on. And if that is successful, I think the whole industry will take a major step forward to get to maturity. And then, using this work, this kernel, people can develop new ideas, present them against this kernel, instead of presenting against nothing. Today we don't have any base. So if you write a new methodology, you start from the beginning. You are okay to invent new terminology for the same thing that have been used in 100 different instances before. And that is really, really the biggest problem I see the software industry has to move forward in how to develop software.
Could the fashion orientation has to do with that our industry is rather young?
We are not that young. I mean, of course you could say we are not 200 years old, but I mean we are, maybe, could be. And there are people that say, you know, you cannot change that because, you know, humans like fashion. Well, maybe, but it's very expensive.
The last question. It's really nice to hear about this thing that you're starting with all these people. But in an ordinary developer today, how should he or she react or respond to these fashion-oriented things? Should he run towards that? Or how should have you something to give to them today?
Well, you know, I have a good example of how people, developers, feel about what's going on. 6-7 years ago, I spoke in Singapore at in a company that was a telecom operator. During my talk, I talked about UML and RAP. During my talk, one guy, a senior guy, he was probably 55 or something like that. He said he was so frustrated. He said, "Ivar, within a couple of years, UML will be dead, RAP will be dead, and you too." And so I asked him, I mean, I don't mind people have, provocative questions. I think that is how people learn. So I asked him, what is your history in software? Well, in the 60s, I did assembler. Then I learned structural programming. I like structural analysis and design. I did database design. I did, and he went on. And then in the 80s, I started to do object-oriented analysis. I did object-oriented design. I did programming, and then we got components, and we got. And he continued like this and said, "And now you're coming talking about new things. I am fed up with all this stuff." This guy had been running from after one silver bullet, not him, but his environment. Silver bullet after silver bullet after silver bullet. He was deadly tired of getting one more silver bullet, and he didn't believe in anything could really have a way forward. So, I mean, UML was presented as a silver bullet, not only by, I mean, I probably did less on that than others. RAP was presented as a silver bullet, and we have seen that. That's what's going on. We are fed up with silver bullets. We need to get some stability. We need to get the basis from which we can describe the new ideas. It doesn't mean we'll have new ideas. We'll have lots of new ideas. But we don't need to redesign the whole world every time we come up with a new idea.
Thank you, Ivar. So, one truth, no silver bullets exist.
There are no silver bullets.